Let's move on to our next guest, and it's a much happier topic that we talk about. It's this man. He's one of the Crows' first-round draft picks. They had two this year. He's a young guy from the Geelong Falcons. He's been really talked up by the Adelaide Football Club about his competitiveness and how much they were impressed by him. His name's Tom Duda, and he joins us now. Tom, how are you?
How you going, boys? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, that's great to hear. Hey, have you settled in? You've only been there just over a week. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it was a whirlwind early, meeting all the new faces. But, yeah, settling in now and starting to learn my way around. Yeah, no, it's been good.
The program for younger players, often you get a little bit, not nursed isn't quite the right term, but you get a little bit shielded from it. How much of the program are you being allowed to do?
So we do probably, I'd say 95%. It's just towards like the end of training. If we do a bit more extra running, we've kind of come out and do rehab and a bit of recovery, and they maybe do an extra 10 minutes of running.
Mm.
And let's hear the Tom Duday story. Let's go back to your junior days. It was basketball for you, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
And how long did you play that before you turned your attention to AFL?
So I played basketball since I was six, and then the start of this year I decided to change over to footy.
And it was only this year you decided to change to footy?
Oh, full-time footy.
Yeah.
I've only played 3 years, yeah.
And how good a basketballer were you, Tom?
I played state, big country stuff a couple of times, and was on the getting looked at for the Oz stuff. So I was all right at it, I guess.
Oh, good lad. And because what I think every young lad would love to do that plays basketball would be to get on a college program in the US. Did you venture down that path at all?
Yes, I went to America in 2012 on a bit of a trip that was kind of an exposure to the college stuff, and it was all kind of the dream. It was what I wanted to do. And then once I got a bit older and started realising there was a bit more to life and I had a few more responsibilities, I decided to give footy a crack and see how that went. And, yeah, ended up here. So I kind of just ditched the college stuff.
So you came back to the Geelong Falcons. Mickey Turner took you back in and you had a really strong year, played for Vic Country. So I guess that in itself, on a lack of a pre-season and still being able to get into that Vic Country side, I guess that's a lot of what the club saw.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was talking to a mate before the pre-season and I asked how to get into the Vic Country side if you didn't have your name on the radar, and he pretty much said you got to dominate the first three games to tack up, and I ended up having a few good games and was surprised to get the call, but happy at the same time, and yeah, just kept snowballing from there.
Fantastic. And in terms of who you play like, you obviously watch a lot of AFL. Can you give us an idea of some of the players that we might recognise who you look at and say, you know, that's the way I'd like my game to develop?
It was pretty hard to really consider. And I played forward early on in my career and then moved back a bit. And because I played on different talls and smalls throughout the year, I was kind of a mix of, I don't know, a bunch of different players. But
okay.
Yeah, just like a versatile back who can play on talls and smalls and hopefully shut them down.
Well, I'm just intrigued, Tom, because basketball's clearly a passion. You moved to football, made that a focus. You've gone from a non-contact sport to a dour, tight, checking defender that your coaches, when we spoke to them, said one of the best in the TAC club. That just seems like a non-contact to a really good, tight defender. How did that all come about, Tom?
Oh, if you had to watch me play basketball, it wouldn't be too much of a surprise.
Oh, well, okay.
I was early on in my career, I used to get fouled out very regularly.
Okay.
And I used to, play a lot of tight defence, and it was very on the verge of foul. So when I moved to footy, I was loving the contact and love laying a bump. And, I love that part of footy a lot more than basketball, that's for sure.
And pretty much everyone we spoke to, whether it be Mick Turner or the boys Hamish down at the Adelaide Football Club, the head of recruiting, always talk about one-on-one. They talk about being a huge competitor. Where did that competitiveness come from? You got brothers or tell us about that?
Yeah, I got two older brothers. Jack's 20 and Harley's 24. And I'd be lying if I said that didn't help the competitive spirit. Yeah. But it's just something that I've always had with me. I don't like losing, and as much as they helped, I just kind of stems from within. I just always had that want to win. Yeah.
I got an older brother, so does Bix. We tell stories about what our older brothers used to do to us. What's one of the worst things your oldest brother's done to you, Tom?
Oh, Jesus. They were pretty good. I remember the oldest one, Harley, used to put the Foxtel remote up higher on the TV so I couldn't get it. So I used to cry out to Mum to get it. And then once I got it, he'd take it off me and smack me again. And then I started crying, and then I get mum to come in, and then I got to watch what I wanted because I was the younger one, and the tears helped me.
Oh, good boy. Well, mind if you want to hear my story. Are you going to play a never-ending story?
No, my
brother would wrestle me to the ground in the backyard, and if there was a dog poo in the vicinity, he'd just push my head into it, and it would squeeze up into my ears, into my nose, my mouth, my eyes, and you'd smell it for months,
Tom. Big brother, my first day in high school, I wore the footy socks to school, as you used to do back then. So he took my shoes off, him and his mates, and they used the footy socks. They tied me to a tree. Can you believe? And I was late to getting back in from recess.
Anyway, Tom, we digress. Hey, how often did the Crows speak to you prior to the draft?
I had three times that I had a meeting with them. So one before combine and one after combine.
Okay, any other clubs speak to you?
Yeah, I had all but four talking.
Wow, how good's that? Did you have any idea you get picked at 17 by the Crows? Any idea at all?
Not really, no. Because I'd had a lot of communication with them. It was always a chance, but it definitely wasn't. I wasn't certain about it. And I wasn't confident about it. But yeah, there was always a little bit of a chance.
Tell us about the night. Where were you? What did Mum and Dad say? What were the emotions?
So it was just me, Mum, Dad, and my girlfriend at home. We just kind of just sat there, and we, as I said, it wasn't likely that I was going there. So we kind of just picking who else could have gone, and then got picked, and I just sat there in disbelief, and Mum was jumping around screaming, and yeah, it was pretty much just a bit of a whirlwind from there. I was getting calls from Tex and Sloan, and it was kind of, it became a bit more real, and yeah, the boys, all my mates were over at my best mate's house, so they all ran over. Yeah, it was a big emotional roller coaster.
Now, you said Mum screamed. Did she scream with excitement or scream with fear, the fact that you're losing her youngest son?
No, it was all excitement. She's as much as she worries about me when I'm in Geelong, I'm pretty sure she's just happy for me to get to any club. And I was just, we're all stoked for it as well. Like, moving into state's obviously a big deal, but we're all just happy that I got a shot.
Now, when you come to a new club, obviously the older players, they tend to look out for some of the younger fellas. Anyone taking you under their wing?
No, not particularly. I'm staying with Kyle Hartigan, so he's been good taking me around Adelaide and showing me around and getting me food, but not really during training or anything. No.
You're pulling your weight? You're cooking, doing the dishes and whatnot?
Oh, I try, but they don't really let me.
We had Paul Seedsman on last week, and he said he went out to the St Kilda playground. Where's Kyle Hartigan taking you, Tommy?
Oh, nothing special. We just go over to a few of the boys' house, had dinner at a couple of different blokes' houses, and then out for dinner a couple of nights, and yeah.
Well, I heard he said if you started walking his dog a bit more, he might look after you better.
No, well, yeah, the mornings that he walks, I'm still in bed. Yeah. Oh, it's my day off, so I'm absolutely knackered.
So tell us about training. You're unbelievable. You're going from a tech club to an AFL elite program. What are the differences for you?
Definitely a different standard in terms of like things like running to the cone and not watching your kick. I had a few welcome to the AFL moments when I'd watch my kick and kind of go at 70% to the cone, getting yelled at by a few blokes to go at 80 to 90% and stride through, and got to work on my quick decision, like as soon as you see it, just give it and go, because like obviously it's a different pace from AFL and TAC up. So they're the two things that I've probably had my eyes open to.
And you spent a bit of time with Don Pike. Have you had a chat with him and him giving you some expectations of what he's thinking from you?
We had a little bit of chat on draft night and the night after. I'm pretty sure the day after. His expectations at the moment, because it's just pre-season and we're not too sure where I'm going to play, is just head down, bum up, just work as hard as I can and try and earn a spot. If I'm good enough, I'll play. If I'm not, I'll play sample. And, that's all he wants from pretty much everyone.
And you mentioned you played a little bit forward. You've played as that lockdown defender, so you do have some versatility to play in different positions on the field.
Yep. Yeah, I played top age 16s and bottom age 18s at my local club. I played centre-half and full forward. So,
wow.
Falcons just decided after a testing day that I'd go all right at centre-half back, and then I just ended up developing into that lockdown role and playing on their best forward each week.
Well, sounds like you're very coachable, excuse me, Tom, which is great. I mean, that's great, having versatility. Sounds like that's what Don Pike wants. Hey, now, how do we pronounce your surname?
Doudé.
Okay.
So, yeah, like I said in the thing, it's Doudé with a D.
Yeah. Now, over the years, with a magnificent surname like that, you would have copped the odd nickname. What have they labelled you at the club with? Have you got a nickname yet?
As it is at every club and all my schools, I get a mix of them. So I get Dodes, Dudes, I get a bit of Doodle. People call me Doodle.
Oh, just a little Doodle. Just a little Lariat.
Tommy.
So did you say little Doodle, did you?
No.
I think you did. No.
Anyway.
Move on,
Steve.
Oh, what do you mean, move on? He's telling us all his nicknames.
Well,
he's quite comfortable with this. He's a great lad, we've heard. Well, we've heard from Paul Seedsman. Oh, no, not Paul Seedsman, JJ. We had JJ
Josh
on
Jenkins.
Last week. Mm. Dean Gore's nickname is Frank. Now, I mean, Tom, at least you haven't got a nickname, Frank. How did he get Frank Gore out of... Would have been Al, wouldn't it?
Al Gore.
But anyway, Tom, I'm a bit of a scallywag. You'll get to learn that over the years. And, you know, and I reckon Foghorn Leghorn might be about my speed. Now, Tommy, you might be a bit young for this, Cardo. It's my favourite. Bitch, don't wind it down. He loves it.
Well, he's talking.
I've had that one as well.
Yeah. Have you had it, Tom?
Yeah, how do you do?
Because I had a bet with Bix that you would never have heard that
please.
Over the years.
This is how it works. This is how it works, Tom.
Put it back up. I like it. Tommy, sing with me.
No. This is how it works, Tom. He says, "Oh no, why don't we play this thing here?" And I said, "Rowie, do you think he's never heard that before? I reckon he's heard it
That's
every
what you said to
second
me.
Day of his life, probably. Is that right?"
Yeah. Every time I meet someone, I hear it.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. Are you a Foghorn Leghorn fan?
Negative.
Okay. I would have thought that. Tom, thanks for having some fun. Welcome to Adelaide. Huge raps. From what I've heard from your presser and just your little chat here and what we've heard from the club, you're going to be a hard worker and that versatility is going to come to the fore. We're wrapped you here in Adelaide, mate, and all the best for a pre-season. Let's hope we see you wear that jumper throughout the course of the year, mate. How about that?
Yeah, would be lovely.
Good on you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Well, no worries. There we
what
go.
A great lad. Good fun, Bix.
Tom Duday. Yeah, look, absolutely fantastic.
Huge raps.
So, yeah, look, one of the things they would be saying, and huge upside, didn't do any preseason last year, comes from a basketball background, said he's only played pretty much 3 years of football. Mm. So they would be thinking that with the development, with a full-time system, with their development programs they have, that he's going to improve enormously.